José Arcadio II still showed so much curiosity and asked so many questions that Petronio lost his patience. "I go Tuesday nights," he confessed. "If you promise not to tell anyone, I'll take you next Tuesday." Indeed, on the following Tuesday, Petronio came down out of the tower with a wooden stool, which until then no one had known the use of, and he took José Arcadio II to a nearby pasture. The boy became so taken with those nocturnal raids that it was a long time before he was seen at Catarino's. He became a cockfight man. "Take those creatures somewhere else," Ursula ordered him the first time she saw him come in with his fine fighting birds. "Roosters have already brought too much bitterness to this house for you to bring us any more." José Arcadio II took them away without any argument, but he continued breeding them at the house of Pilar Ternera, his grandmother, who gave him everything he needed in exchange for having him in her house. He soon displayed in the cockpit the wisdom that Father Antonio Isabel had given him, and he made enough money not only to enrich his brood, but also to look for a man's satisfactions. Ursula compared him with his brother at that time, and could not understand how the twins, who looked like the same person in childhood, had ended up so differently. Her perplexity did not last very long, for quite soon Aureliano II began to show signs of laziness and dissipation. While he was shut up in Melquiades's room, he was drawn into himself, the way Colonel Aureliano Buendía had been in his youth. But a short time after the Treaty of Neerlandia, a piece of chance took him out of his withdrawn self and made him face the reality of the world. A young woman who was selling numbers for the raffle of an accordion greeted him with a great deal of familiarity. Aureliano II was not surprised, for he was frequently confused with his brother. But he did not clear up the mistake, not even when the girl tried to soften his heart with sobs, and she ended taking him to her room. She liked him so much from that first meeting that she fixed things so that he would win the accordion in the raffle. At the end of 2 weeks, Aureliano II realized that the woman had been going to bed alternately with him and his brother, thinking that they were the same man. And instead of making things clear, he arranged to prolong the situation. He did not return to Melquiades's room. He would spend his afternoons in the courtyard, learning to play the accordion by ear over the protests of Ursula, who at that time had forbidden music in the house because of the mourning, and who, in addition, despised the accordion as an instrument worthy only of the vagabond airs of Francisco the Man. Nevertheless, Aureliano II became a virtuoso on the accordion, and he still was after he had married and had children, and was one of the most respected men in Macondo. For almost 2 months he shared the woman with his brother. He would watch him, mix up his plans, and when he was sure that José Arcadio II was not going to visit their common mistress that night, he would go and sleep with her. One morning he found that he was sick. 2 days later he found his brother clinging to a beam in the bathroom, soaked in sweat and with tears pouring down, and then he understood. His brother confessed to him that the woman had sent him away because he had given her what she called a low-life sickness. He also told him how Pilar Ternera had tried to cure him. Aureliano II submitted secretly to the burning baths of permanganate and to diuretic waters, and both were cured separately after 3 months of secret suffering. José Arcadio II did not see the woman again. Aureliano II obtained her pardon and stayed with her until his death. Her name was Petra Cotes. She had arrived in Macondo in the middle of the war with a chance husband who lived off raffles, and when the man died, she kept up the business. She was a clean young mulatto woman with yellow, almond-shaped eyes that gave her face the ferocity of a panther, but she had a generous heart and a magnificent vocation for love. When Ursula realized that José Arcadio II was a cockfight man and that Aureliano II played the accordion at his concubine's noisy parties, she thought she would go mad with the combination. It was as if the defects of the family and none of the virtues had been concentrated in both. Then she decided that no one again would be called Aureliano or José Arcadio. Yet when Aureliano II had his first son, she did not dare go against his will. "All right," Ursula said, "but on one condition. I will bring him up."